Hi, friends. We forgave ourselves in week one, and now we're forgiving somebody else. This activity and tomorrow's are similar in that we're dealing with difficult people both days, but they're two different tools that often go hand in hand. So today we're focusing on the forgiveness side, while tomorrow we're cultivating empathy for difficult people that we have to deal with often. And sometimes we need to do both for either of them to work. So you can choose two different people. Last time I journaled these prompts, I forgave someone for my past, something that I had been holding on to, and I created empathy for a person that I was still having to deal with. But it can also be really powerful to do both exercises for the same person, especially if it's a really difficult situation. The goal of this exercise is to forgive regardless. So regardless of if you understand where they're coming from, regardless of if you can put yourself in their shoes, we're trying to really understand here that holding on to something only hurts you, not the other person. Anger is like holding on to a hot coal and expecting the other person to get burned. Forgiveness is especially important because holding on to something does a similar thing in your brain that a limiting belief or self-resentment does. It takes up space. It can actually unconsciously create negative situations. It causes stress. Letting go is so freeing. It frees up space for things that you really want in your life. It frees up space for that reticular activating system to spot opportunities and make neural connections that are supportive of all your dreams and your visions for your future. Holding on to pains and traumas from your past is kind of like scooping up a piece of glass from a beautiful beach and clutching it in your hand. Not only do you have half the resources of your most useful limbs, but you're also going to create a scar and get blood all over your future. I have no idea where that metaphor just came from, but it made more sense in my head before it came out. Anyways, forgiveness is one of the most important and useful life skills that you can learn, or shall I say cultivate. So let go. Send love to the situation. And if you can, send love to that person. Feel the energetic release, the weight lifting, the space opening. And know this forgiveness is for yourself. Good luck.